judgment for every one of us here this morning, Lord. And we want to just pay full attention to you this morning, O Lord. Father, we pray for every family that's come here this morning. Grant their prayers. In your name we pray, O God. And all God's people say, amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. This morning, the time is the enemy, my enemy this morning, but we are going to just share from God's Word, and I want you just to share a reminder of God's Word. It's a story that's well known to many of us here this morning, but because I noticed that there was going to be some announcements and some sharing testimonies, I want to briefly go into the Word this morning and share a reminder to every one of us, including myself, what God has placed upon my heart this past week. And I've started this message around 3 a.m. in Serbia, one of the nights that we weren't sleeping, but I ended up finishing it up this week because I didn't know where was it leading it to, but it was just a devotion and it's something that I want to share with you this morning. It's called, the title is One Thing Necessary. What is the one thing necessary? And that's what I want to talk to you about this morning. And we all know that is it, what it is to rush through life and stressed out and high and lows and overworked and overwhelmed. You might even feel overwhelmed and overworked this morning while finding out that you're even living a life of emptiness and seemingly empty without living without focus. And reality is that we are all speeding through life fast. Do you agree with me? When we look at this age and it's just passing fast after fast, fast days are passing fast and fast as the days pass. We just celebrated 4 birthdays yesterday and together, and we just reflect and say, wow, years are passing fast. So, and I think we're all in the same boat, not only myself. Many of us are facing the same thing this morning. So what is the one thing necessary? The one thing necessary in this message this morning in this devotion is crucial. The one thing that necessary in this message is mandatory. It's pressing. We all need the one thing necessary. Yeah. And the one thing necessary is so crucial and mandatory to our physical, emotional, and spiritual life. And the one thing necessary is so crucial even through for our relationship with God. And this morning we're going to be looking at a story that is well known for you and I. We have heard many messages found in Luke chapter 10, and we know the story of Martha and Mary, but I want to just highlight some things about the story here that will bring us some clarification and which encourage us and remind us the one thing necessary for a person's life, for a Christian's life. On the other hand, we see Martha is the one that's serving and doing all the things and preparing, making people feel at home, but she lost her focus and balance in her. She was filled, the Bible tells, with anxiety, and she was filled with anxiety, and she was even distracted. But on the other hand, we see Mary who found faith and lived in the power and found peace in the center of her life. Yes, she had found the peace because she sat down in front of the feet of Jesus and was listening to the Word of God. So if we read Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 42, it seems that our PowerPoint's not working this morning. If you have your Bibles, please look. Turn to Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 42. And also, you can turn to your Bibles and, you know, phones and so forth, iPads if you have, or rest if you don't have it with you this morning. Just listen to what the Word says here this morning. Now, it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me." Verse 41, and Jesus answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen the good part, which will not be taken away from her. So you see that in the story here. We see Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, very good friends of Jesus. They were very close with each other. And Jesus enjoyed their hospitality. Jesus enjoyed their home. Martha was a gifted and talented woman. She was devoted to Christ herself, but she chose serving activity and worked hard to make people feel at home. And I think some of us do that too. We want serve in that capacity, just make people feel at home. We get out of going the extra mile to cook and so forth, make everybody feel just right at home. And that was Martha's role. And if we look at the passage, we see that Martha was also stressed out because what she was doing. She worked out, and as a result, she became angry and she became frustrated, and she told Jesus, tell her to help me. Tell who? Tell Mary to help me. But Mary, who sat at the feet of Jesus, she chose to listen to the voice of Jesus and to hear what Jesus would say. And Jesus praised Mary in saying she's doing the right thing. So Mary sat at the feet of Jesus listening to him. Jesus said to Martha, she's doing the one thing necessary. She's listening to me and she is worshiping me. And that is the one sure, crucial, important thing to do, is to listen to the voice of Jesus. And Mary sat down at the feet of Jesus, listening to him speak, to hear what God, what Jesus had to say. She was deep in his work, in his word, in the word, and she fed her soul. And Martha invited Jesus to come over, but failed to do the one and most important thing that is necessary. She neglected Jesus by her activity. And this is where I want to share with you. At times we serve in the church, we serve at home, we do so much activity outside, but we fail to do the one thing necessary, is actually to sit at the feet of Jesus and to listen to the voice of Jesus Christ. It doesn't mean you cannot serve. It doesn't mean that you can't do this. But what happens is when we're doing everything else but listening to the voice of God, it is just an activity, serving an activity, and we're not really hearing what Jesus has in store for you and I. This is a story that will teach us something important. Martha, yes, is important to serve, but Jesus pointed out her, yeah, you can serve, but what I truly like about Mary is she sat down and she was listening to the word of the, it's so deep in conversation and listening to the word of Jesus, because the word is what changes our life. It's the word that gives us that peace, that tranquility, the wisdom that is needed upon our lives. Activity is fine, but we need to hear what Jesus has in store for our lives. That's what we really need to do. We get excited in doing things, and that's great. But we can have people serving and doing everything, but have a cold heart. Do you know that? But what Jesus is trying to say, no, she's doing the one thing. And this is what we need to understand. Doing the one thing. What is the one thing that you and I do on a daily basis? Is it the first thing, the newspaper? Is it the horoscope? Is it the news? Is it whatever it is that may be? Is it coffee? Is it a book? Whatever is the one thing, I encourage you to examine yourself. And I pray that the one thing it is, it don't matter if it's the morning, it don't matter if it's the evening, when the day begins for your life, make the one thing being at the feet of Jesus, hearing his word. That's the only thing that will help us overcome stress in our lives. That's the only thing that will help us overcome when we're overwhelmed and overworked in our lives. The activity is just going to crush us, but it's time to set aside and to take the one thing necessary and to hear and to be at Jesus' feet and to hear what he has in store for us. Many of us have been overworked and overwhelmed and stressed out and knocked down and high and lows because of activity. Because of things of life that we do all week long, we run there and there and there and there, but we forget to do the one thing. The one thing is necessary is to hear to our Father, to what he has for you and for I. Someone said she failed to remember the one thing necessary, that doing good things is never a substitute for our souls worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ. The thing, that doing good thing is never a substitute for our souls worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ. We have heard a message last week, the difference between praise and worship. We can all praise the Lord. Even the trees praise the Lord. Even the rocks praise the Lord. And the skies and the sun. Everybody can praise the Lord. But true worship is a complete different thing. Worship is when you go and hear the heart of God and hear what He has for you to change your life. And the thing is, you know, all the activities cannot replace the worshiping before the Lord. And we think we're Christians by doing all the activities. Anybody can do an activity. Anybody can serve. Even non-Christians go in places and serve the homeless. Even non-Christians go in places and do more than the above than we even do as Christians. But the most important thing is for us, believers of God, is to sit at the feet of Jesus and to hear what He has in store for us. What is the one thing for you this morning? And I pray the one thing for us is the Word and to hear what Jesus has for us. Distraction has come in the life of Martha. Distraction causes us to lose our interest and the ability to submit to Christ's teachings. We get distracted and we don't pay attention to what Christ is trying to tell us. Martha was so busy and she was missing out the most important point that rather submitting to the authority of Jesus, she barges in and tries to tell Him what to do. And at times we do the same thing to Him. So busy with activity. So busy around the house, so busy with our life. And then when something happens, you even have the courage to tell Jesus why this is not happening. Because we're so distracted with our activities, we forget even to hear the teachings of Jesus Christ. We become consumed with things that really simply don't matter. What is distracting us this morning? What is distracting you from sitting at the feet of Jesus and listening to His Word? The best place to do this is in a local church on Sunday morning. Are you distracted when you come to worship? Do you arrive early anticipating what God would do in your life, what God would reveal to you in the morning? Or do you barely make it at 10:31, you make it at the church service? How hungry are you for the Lord? This is what I'm looking for. What is the one thing for your life? What is the one thing for my life? We take Christians, people of God, we take the Word of God so lightly. And then we wonder why God's not responding the way we're supposed to respond. Why we're not hearing from Him. Why is not God sending revival? Because we don't take it as serious. Because activity comes before hearing the Word of God. Do you leave right after the service? Because you have some pressing distraction. What about you spend time alone with the Lord in prayer and in Bible study? Do you struggle time with to find and to sit down with Christ? Life can be so busy. We can have so much things that's going around us. Some of us have 2 jobs, some of us 3 jobs, just to pay up our bills. But instead of running to a TV, instead of running to a book, instead of running to a newspaper, instead of running to a friend, instead of running to things that will please you, why not take the one thing necessary and hear Him for 5 minutes? The 5 minutes will change your life, your family's life, and the church's life. The one thing necessary is to hear from Jesus Christ. Jesus was more concerned for Martha's soul than anything else. And he says, but the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about things. Where was Martha's heart? Was it on the things of God or the things of the earth? Where is our heart this morning? Anxiety produces, and it can produce when we care too much about the wrong things. Anxiety is a good indicator that something is wrong in our lives. And I can tell you, we face anxiety. We face those kinds of life. We're so agitated and we don't even know how to even think any longer. But just ponder for a moment and think and say these words. And Jesus is telling you this morning the same thing. And He's calling out your name and repeating out your name. Don't be anxious, but just listen to the voice. Don't get excited. Don't be overwhelmed. Don't be overworked. Because if you just listen to me, I have the answer for you. We look around, but the answer is right in front of us. New Hope Christian Assembly, so often we are in a rush. And in the busyness of our days, we need to slow down, to be still, and to be filled with the fullness of the Spirit of God and enjoying His love and enjoying His peace and enjoying His joy. Don't we want that in our lives? You and I will experience the peace and the joy that we will do the one thing necessary. As we experience this joy, you will experience the strength of the Lord in your life. Because the Bible says in Jeremiah 8:10, He tells us, do not soar, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. And the only way you're going to get the joy is when you sit at the feet of Jesus and hear His word. We can't find joy somewhere else. But we as believers of God, the only way you find His joy is when you meet the one who can give us joy, and that is Jesus. And when you have that joy of the Lord, is your strength. And you can overcome another day. And you can overcome another day and another week and another month, because the Lord is the one who's going to give you that strength to overcome. So when you bow down to the Lord, when we humble with a humble spirit, it will open up the heavens to bless you. When we bow down before Him and say, yeah, I'm here, Lord. The one thing necessary is to hear you. He opens up the heavens and pours out His blessing upon everyone who believes in Him. In our fast-paced world, in our lives, we need to slow down and sit at the feet of Jesus. And my desire for all of us Christians is if we spend more time with Him, spending more time is to know the Lord even better, listening to Him and loving Him more and more. It is only at the feet of Jesus we will discover peace. It is at the feet of Jesus you will discover more peace. You, when you discover this peace upon our lives, when I discover this peace upon our lives, you will be more focused in your work. You will be more engaged and energized. You will be more energized with the power of your faith. You will make a bigger impact in the lives that you will go around. You will make a bigger difference in this world only if you understand the one thing necessary is to hear and to listen to and to sit down at the feet of Jesus. You will make a bigger difference. Do you realize the way you start your day will determine how it ends? If you start upset, angry, frustrated, it doesn't really end pretty good, huh? It can end frustrated, angry, and upset. But if you start your day with problems and stressed out, you will become like that. But if you start your day on the right foot, on the one thing that is necessary, finding the joy, finding this peace, finding this love, His guidance, you will discover your day will go according to God's will. It don't matter what time of the day that you want to start your day. Some of us work nights. Some of us work days, mornings. But whatever day, moment you start, the first thing, you will see through the scriptures, even Jesus went early in the morning. He found it's extremely important to spend time with His Heavenly Father, the first thing that matters. The one thing necessary. And says, I want you to live a life of abundant life. If you want to live an overflow, we need to go to God in the morning. In Psalm 63, verse 1 is, oh God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. In Psalm 119:147, it tells us, I rise before dawning of the morning and cry for help. I hope in your word. It's only there in God's word, listening to the word of Jesus, can help us overcome that day once again. And Jesus went to the Father early in the morning where there was no distractions. We need to go the first thing in the morning where there was no distractions. My time can be 3 in the morning. Some of us can be 6 in the morning. Some of us can be 10 in the evening. Whatever time it is, select a time. Find a time. Just go and bow down before Jesus with a humble spirit. And just go there and speak to Him. And He guarantee you He will speak to your heart. He will speak to you through the scripture. And I know some of us do this, and I pray that all of us do this. But this is just a reminder, don't give up. Continue going to the feet of Jesus. Mark 1, verse 35. Now in the morning, having rising along while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place. And there he prayed. Yes, before the newspaper, before the news, find a time to just bow down before Jesus and spend time with him alone. It will be a lot better for your life, and your day will start good, and your day will end even good. Yeah, there you're going to find some surprises in the day. You will find that, but we always turn back to the Word. We always turn back to Jesus, and he will help. Don't just quit, and just, you know, be quiet and still, and hear what the Lord has for you, thanking him. Just tell him that you thank him, tell him that you love him, thank you, you care for him. Tell him that you want the more of his presence, more of his Spirit upon your life. What is the one thing necessary for you this morning? Is it the way Mary did, the one thing necessary she didn't care about? She didn't just care about the serving. She knows serving is important because there's many things about the scriptures about serving. But that particular moment is a time to hear Jesus. Jesus was in the house. And if Jesus is in the house, we want to do the best of our ability to sit down, to bow down before him with a humble heart, and just hear what he has in store for us. There is so much stress out there. Demands are every day are so high. We need to compete in our workplace. The demands are so high, and the stress on our person's life it's heavy. We need to always to get better and better and better and better. Demands are high. The boss wants this, everything and timing and all that. And I can tell you, we're human beings and we go home, we're just tired. We're overstressed and overwhelmed with all this pressure of this world and the pressure of this work and all this thing that's happening. But take that moment, the one thing necessary. Get on the feet, get on your knees and just bow down before him and hear what he has in store for you. He will give you that peace. He will give you that joy. He will give you that strength to overcome again that day. So if you're going to respond of life, we need to take time to sit at the feet of Jesus and listen to him. New Hope Christian Assembly, if we go to God the first thing in the morning, God will bless. He will bless. If we give God first in attending church services, not just attending, but with a sincere heart and a humble spirit. If we come to church worshiping the Lord with the spirit and truth, come here with the spirit of worship before him, he will bless. You're not going to leave empty-handed. He will bless. And when you start your day with worship and praise and reading God's word, singing a new song, contemplating on his word, your schedule will be more effective. Your relationship will go better. Why? Because you are seeking God first, as the Bible tells. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek first his kingdom. Seek first his righteousness, and become interested in his favor, and all the necessary things will be added to you. Now, what are these things that he was talking about? They'll be added to you. You got to read the verses before that. Is your daily things, your daily needs. God will provide. Don't be anxious. At the right time, in the right moment of your life, if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, he will provide. He will provide, no doubt, because that's God's word. It's not our word. It's the word of God, and it's active, and it's alive today. And that word is for us. Seek first me, and all these things will be added to you. Don't worry about it. Your bills will be covered one day. Yes, it will. You will find food on your table. Don't you worry, but seek first the kingdom of God. What are the things that we should be seeking first? Prayer is a direct connection to the God of the universe. Praying each morning is showing submission to him. Second, Bible study, Bible reading is a direct link from God to us from his word. The word helps us what? To grow, which means his word will help us imitate his righteousness. Oh Lord, I want to be just like you. But we don't spend time in his word. You can't be just like him. Tell him that you love him and thank him. If you begin your day like that, then and you start seeking the face of God, scriptures will encourage us, and encourages us all the time. You will get life more abundantly. Pastor, I don't have time. I'm busy. It's not easy for me. I have kids. Not easy for me. I have an elder to take care of. Not easy for me. I have gym to do. Not easy for me. I have some sports. Not easy for me. I have shopping. Not easy for me. I have a lot of things. I have a lot of hours at work. We all have the busyness of life. But if we have time for all kinds of other stuff, how come we can't have a 5-minute time in doing the one true thing? And hearing the word of God. And hearing from Jesus. If we don't take the one thing necessary, we're going to explode. One day, my wife was having this pressure cooker on. And she was cooking some stuff in that pressure cooker. And I just came in. I thought I knew it all. And I go there. She said, let me open this thing. And she goes, stop it now. It's going to explode. So what do you mean it's going to explode? You got to take out... turn on the little cap, and you got to take out all the steam inside there. I didn't know about that. I was going to make that thing explode in that house. But what is happening to us is if we don't go do the one thing necessary, we will explode. We will explode. Do the one thing necessary. Go to the feet of Jesus and hear from Him. That's what happens to us if we don't take time to refuel, to refresh, and to wait upon the Lord. It's a daily thing, not a one-day thing. A one-day a week, every day we need to do the one thing necessary to spend time with Christ. The truth is that we don't always feel like we want to read. The truth is we don't want to feel like we want to study or we want to pray. I'm not the only one. I can guarantee every one of us here have the same feeling at times that we don't want to read, that we don't want to pray. We're just tired. The thing is, and we're just stressed out, and we're just overwhelmed, and we just don't want to spend any time. Are you with me? Am I the only one who feels that way? Every one of us feel that way. But we need to learn to make every effort to remind ourselves about the promises of God, to read His promise daily. Remind ourselves. That's where we're here. We want to hear from God. For the Lord is a sun and shield. The Lord will give you what? Grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold for those who walk upright. Oh, don't you want anything? He can give us all. He can give us all to us. He gives us the grace and the glory. He's not going to withhold anything. He wants to bless us. He wants to uplift us. He wants to strengthen us. He wants to give us that peace. He wants to give us that comfort. Start your day. Start your day. You are my sun and my shield. You have given me grace and favor. Thank Him for all the promises He has given. Quote the promises of God in your life. And fill in your heart with that peace. Spend time with God. You will find the fullness of God. And if we do this, we will give more time for the unsaved people. I quote, we need to take time to take in. We need to take time with God to take in our lives. Some of us run on empty every single day. As mothers have so many responsibilities, as fathers have responsibilities, as people in this place have so many, and we get so busy, but be careful. Be careful with the business of life. Be careful with all the activities, because Jesus said to Martha, Martha, don't be anxious. Mary's doing the one thing necessary. So be careful, children of God. Do the one thing necessary. Let's remind ourselves to go back at the feet of Jesus and to hear from Him. And when you go there daily, Paul says that our inner life can be renewed every single day. Therefore, we do not lose heart even though our outward man is perishing. We are getting old. We're deteriorating. Look at that. It was getting older and older. But yet, the inward man is being renewed day by day when you go and sit at the feet of Jesus. Our lives are deteriorating. We're getting older. We're seeing people walk differently now. Backs are going down. They're limping. They have headaches. They have pains. Back pains. We're getting older and older and older. But thank God, if we go and sit at the feet of Jesus, our inner man, inward man is being renewed day by day. How many times we hear people say, oh, I am 75 or 80 years old, but my heart is young. We hear people say that. Our bodies are getting old, but God can renew us day by day. And the only one who can do that is when we go to Jesus ourselves. And outwards is the tearing, but our inner man is being strengthened and renewed every single day. And some of us need to do this to get our life back in balance. And some of us are like Martha, so busy with activities. And I know because I speak to you, many of you, so busy with activity, and then you become bothered and agitated and stressed out. But she chose the better part, is to sit at the feet of Jesus and listen to the voice and to loving him and spending time with him so she can be refreshed once again. I pray that's our prayer this morning, that we just do the one thing necessary. Get back, go back, and to listen to the voice of Jesus. What is the one thing necessary for you this morning? This is now what happened. As he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. When we hear the word of God, this is what happens. It guides our steps. The Bible tells us it guides our steps. So your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. When we go to the word of God straight in the morning, God's word gives us the wisdom. And the Bible tells us in Psalm 119, the unfolding of your words give light. It gives understanding to the simple. When you go straight in the morning to the word of God, it brings joy. There's everything that I'm bringing out today, there's a scripture verse that follows that. Because God's word is active and it comes alive in you. And God's word will bring you joy, the joy. So when the words come, I ate them, the Bible tells us. They were my joy and my heart's delight, for I bear your name, Lord God Almighty. When you take the word of God in your life, it brings you joy. So what's the first thing you got to do? Go to him and receive this joy. It also brings us peace, for he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups of one, who has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility. In Psalm 119, great peace have those who love your law, and nothing can make them stumble. And the word of God, look at that. The great peace. If it's the one thing necessary, you go hear and listen to the word of God. Nothing can make them stumble. Because the peace of God just comes into your life. So this morning, it's just a reminder to all of us. What is the one thing in your life? Martha chose to serve. Mary chose to listen. What is the one thing in your life? My encouragement to all of us here this morning, in my prayer, is that we set aside every day of our life, into God's word, listening to his voice, experiencing his love, experiencing the peace of God, experiencing his tranquility, is experiencing his joy. Let's put aside distraction and do the one thing necessary, is to sit at the feet of Jesus and to listen to his word, because his word is active and it changes our lives. Do you agree with me this morning? This is my encouragement to all of you as we all stand. What is the one thing necessary for you? So for many of us, let's all stand for a moment as we conclude, as Monique will come up with the worship team. I want to just conclude with the last song that we sang together, please. And can we do that? And just remember one thing. Just go and to the Jesus now and just get into the presence of God and just hear him, what he has for you. He has something great for you this morning. So I know that the day was a lot of things happening today. So, and there's a lot of distraction, a lot of things were happening around. But I just want you to take this moment to focus a moment. Every head bow, every eye closed. Just reflect. And ask and examine yourself. Is the one thing necessary in my life? Am I really doing that one thing necessary? Am I really spending time with Jesus? Am I really spending time in the Word of God? Remember, if you spend time with Jesus in the Word of God, and listening to His voice, you will be changed. You will be challenged. You will have this peace. You will have this joy. But you also will be challenged by His Word. Things in our lives that need to be changed. Things in our lives that need to be worked on. Remember one thing. We would know a Christian by their fruits. And we want the best fruits. We want to demonstrate the love of Jesus. We want to demonstrate love and self-control and patience, the fruits of the Spirit. And the only way that can happen is when you spend time for the one who gives us it. And that's Jesus. So my prayer this morning is that as we reflect and we sing this song, as we go home, what is the one thing necessary in your life? My prayer is the one thing necessary in your life is to sit at the feet of Jesus. Let us sing this song together.